Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy, 10 degrees, 8 below for our wind chill. Wichita police released name of homicide victim. We've got the story.
One person is dead in a southeast Wichita shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A new confirmed case of the coronavirus in the U.S. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. 2019 proved great for Intrust Bank Arena. The details are ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A cold Canadian high-pressure system has moved into south-central Kansas, and that has sent temperatures well below normal and causing any wet roadways to become extremely slick. Our full forecast on what we can expect is coming up.
Democrats allege the president abused his power after the Justice Department withdrew its recommendation for 7 to 9 years in prison for Roger Stone.
Democrats are furious, accusing President Trump of outrageous conduct, suggesting he pressured the Justice Department on behalf of his friend Roger Stone's sentencing. Connecticut Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal says this is serious misconduct.
The President of the United States is shattering any pretense to independence and integrity on the part of the Department of Justice.
Attorney General Barr is expected to testify before the Democrat-led House Judiciary Committee on March 31st. At this point, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, is not expected to call a similar special hearing.
I think it would have been overzealous use of the enhancing guidelines to charge a 7-year-old man with this.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A man is dead following a shooting in southeast Wichita.
It happened in the 1500 block of South Batten near Harry and Oliver at around 5:30 Wednesday. Wichita police responded to a shots fired call and found a 25-year-old black man with gunshot wounds. That man was transported to an area hospital where he later died from his injuries. No arrests have been made. The case remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Another murder investigation is underway. The victim identified as 59-year-old Bernard Woodard. Police officer Charlie Davidson says Woodard's body was discovered downtown late Monday afternoon.
He was homeless at the time of his death and was living underneath the Douglas Street Bridge. From the evidence in the case, we know he was attacked, causing his fatal injuries.
Investigators are still trying to piece together the circumstances leading to Woodard's death.
It was another great year for Intrust Bank Arena in downtown Wichita.
Lindsay Poe Rousseau, CFO for the county, presented the news to the Sedgwick County Commission on Wednesday.
I don't know if you all know this, but actually 2019 was the third best year in the history of the arena.
Intrust Bank Arena hosted a total of 87 performances in 2019 with over 328,000 tickets sold. After all of the expenses were paid, the net building income was just over $1 million. The county's portion of the profit was $311,000. The arena has several big events coming up this year in celebration of its 10-year anniversary, including the rock band Kiss next week, Blake Shelton in March, and the Backstreet Boys in August. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirming a new case of coronavirus in the United States.
This new case, the 14th confirmed in the U.S., was discovered in California among a recent group of travelers now under federal quarantine. The patient is one of two at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. The other arrived last week. According to a statement from the CDC, there is no evidence of person-to-person spread of the virus, but all those under quarantine will be closely watched. There are more than 600 people isolated at bases around the country who have recently returned from Wuhan, China, and Hubei province. Doctors still believe the threat of coronavirus spread in the U.S. is low. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Kansas top election official says the state needs another year of preparations before trying to give voters a choice of polling places on Election Day. Secretary of State Scott Schwab's position has sparked a new fight over voting rights because it's been nearly 10 months since the legislature enacted a law aimed at making voting more convenient. Even some of Schwab's fellow Republicans believe that at least the state's largest city, Wichita, is ready to allow voters to cast their ballots at any of its dozens of polling places. Schwab says he's moving carefully to prevent big Election Day problems. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas men's basketball on the road last night. Tough place to play. The Shockers are on the road tonight. We'll hit those items coming up in sports.
Top Democrat in Iowa stepping down after turmoil with the party's state caucus results. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS says Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says eight jail deputies have been suspended in connection with the sale and possession of illegal steroids. The activity had been going on for a year and apparently took place outside the facility. It does not appear any illegal steroids were introduced into the jail. Seven men and one woman have been suspended with pay pending the outcome of any charges. Three of them are believed to have sold the illegal steroids. No charges have been filed. Top Democrats in Iowa stepping down. The top Democrat in Iowa stepping down after turmoil with the party's state caucus results.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price resigning his post following the chaos sparked by problems tabulating results from the state's caucuses. The delayed reporting of voter preferences led to calls for a partial re-canvass of the results and brought into question Iowa's status as the first voting contest in the nation's presidential primary season. In his resignation letter, Price apologized and took responsibility for any failures on behalf of the Iowa Democratic Party. State Democratic leaders will hold an emergency meeting this weekend to elect an interim party chair. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A Texas restaurant opens early for a toddler battling cancer.
3-year-old Adelaide Stanley of Texas was diagnosed with leukemia last July. Months of cancer treatment has weakened her immune system, so she can't be in crowded places. Her mother, taking to Facebook to describe how the toddler asked to go out to eat at the family's favorite restaurant, Jay Wilson's in Beaumont, explaining it broke their heart to tell her they had to wait till she's better. Reps at Jay Wilson's catching wind of this, cleaning, decorating the venue in pink, opening early, inviting the family, and paying for their meal. Her mom sharing a photo of Adelaide, all smiles, thanking managers for their kindness, calling it a wonderful feeling. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police ticket a driver in Washington State for using a stuffed dinosaur to try to get away with driving in an HOV lane.
Mannequins, skeletons, and now stuffed animals. Cops say no, no, and no to using them to drive in high occupancy vehicle lanes. A photo of the offending dinosaur posted by Washington State Police Trooper Rick Johnson with the hashtag does not count. Troopers say they hand out thousands of HOV lane violation tickets every year. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute. We do have police checking out the report of a possible disturbance at the emergency veterinary clinic south of Kellogg and Washington. Police checking that out. Other than that, though, it looks like traffic is running smoothly on the streets of Wichita here on this Thursday morning. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, let's check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A much colder air mass moving in from Canada has caused our temperatures to take a nosedive and will keep us in the deep freeze throughout the day. The real problem this morning is going to be slippery roadways after what we had yesterday has likely frozen over. 22 for the high this afternoon, the wind chill 5 to 10 below zero, clearing in 9 for the low tonight, sunny, breezy, and 37 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Burr, Ted. Partly cloudy now. A north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 10 degrees. The wind chill is 8 below.
That's winter.
Even 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Yeah, this is as cold as going to get, I guess. Wow. No, it could get colder. I don't want to talk about it. It is 8:11 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. This is Thursday, February 13th, 2020. It was on this date in 1861, Abraham Lincoln was officially declared the winner of the 1860 presidential election as electors cast their ballots. The old Electoral College goes way back to then, huh? Abe Lincoln, he was one of our best. Well, his real birthday was yesterday, right? And we'll celebrate his birthday and every other president's on Monday, President's Day coming up. I wonder if that'll have any impact on donations of blood. I think holidays sometimes do. With us this morning is Jan Hale with the American Red Cross and talking about blood. And Jan, let's talk about you, the Red Cross, and the American Cancer Society. You're partnering to do a special promotion, right?
We are. We've got a special campaign. First time ever that the Red Cross has partnered with the American Cancer Society. And we're calling this campaign, it runs through February, calling this campaign Give Blood to Give Time.
Well, Ted, tell us a little bit about the scope of this problem, because I know, I'm just thinking about one person I know, a young person who's been battling cancer for a while, and it seems to me there's been a lot of blood going back and forth with this person. So fighting cancer, sometimes it's crucial, I guess, huh?
You are absolutely right. You know, according to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 3 people will be diagnosed with cancer. And patients fighting that cancer, most of the time because of chemotherapy, will use nearly 1/4 of the nation's blood supply. It's more than patients of fighting any other disease. So I think this is a really natural partnership between the two organizations for us to just raise awareness of how you can help in both of these situations. You know, a lot of times when people are undergoing cancer treatment, just like you said, people feel hopeless. Families feel hopeless. And this is one way they can help. Go out, make an appointment to give blood, and know that you're helping patients like someone in your family or a friend.
Well, I had an injury in our family several years ago, and we needed to do I don't know what you call that, where it's a very limited, protected donation. But there three of our family members donated for this.
And that is a different way to do that, for sure.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, there are still other people who don't have the resources for that kind of donation, and they need some help too, right?
Well, exactly. You may not have family members, or this may be for a friend, or this simply may be because, you know, we talk about it being so cold. What a great way to warm your heart on a cold, cold Wichita morning, but to roll up your sleeve and help save somebody else's life.
The Wichita Blood Center, a donation center, is located at 707 North Main. And do you need to call to make an appointment there, Jan, or not?
Well, we would like to know that you're coming. We certainly, if you're driving by and you realize you've got an hour in your time, collections are so needed this time of year that, you know, just come on in and see if there's time for you to donate that day. And we also know some people can't donate. So if you can't donate, there's a new website, giveblood2givetime.org. That way you can go on and make an appointment to give blood through this campaign. You can also donate money to the American Cancer Society if you're not able to give.
The last time we talked, I told you that one of my grandsons, Luke, who's 16, went down and gave, I think he gave about four gallons or something, according to him, but... he's a big galoot. He's about 6'3" now. But you don't have to be great big, but there are certain limitations on who can give blood, right?
Exactly. We're so grateful to Luke. You be sure and tell him that.
I will.
But you know, for the Red Cross, we want you to weigh about 110 pounds. You know, I can check that off my list really easily. We want you to feel pretty good. So if you have the flu or if you're getting over something, wait till you feel good.
Right.
And then, you know, make that appointment, make that opportunity to truly help save someone.
I don't think I understood. I understood that, Jan. Are you over 100 pounds or under?
Over 100 pounds.
Now, do they still, question. Do they still do cookies?
Yeah,
Oh, no. Do they still do cookies or Sloppy Joes or anything that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are serving really good snacks. Stay tuned for more information on maybe a return for Sloppy Joe's.
All
maybe,
right.
Maybe.
All right.
Coming up maybe in the spring. But but for right now, remember those friends, coworkers, family members that are fighting a horrible disease
you
of
bet.
Cancer. All and right. make that donation.
Jan, thanks so much for being with us this morning. That's Jan Hale from the American Red Cross. They're teaming up with the Cancer Society. It's called Give Blood to Give Time to help people out who are battling cancer. And I know, yeah, it can be, that can be sort of a blood-intensive type thing, battling cancer. I know from some people I know. But anyway, it's a good thing for you to do. It's a cold day. Maybe it's a day for you to go down and give some blood. They got it heated up in there.
That'd be a nice thing to do.
8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Mr. Woodward, and he's talking about basketball, as usual, right, Ted?
Yeah, that's a lot of hoops, a lot of road action for some of our teams in the area. The Shockers are on the road tonight, going down to Orlando to take on Central Florida. The Shocks are trying to get things right after a three-game losing streak, including a huge blowout the last time they played at Houston. The Shockers are playing a team they've never lost to, Central Florida. Shocks are 4-0 all-time against the Knights. Shocks are a three-point favorite on the road tonight to snap that three-game losing streak and get back in the win column. Shocks did beat the Knights by 8 points. That game was 3 weeks ago in Wichita. Tonight is the rematch in Orlando. Shocks right now are in sixth place in the conference. Central Florida is tied for eighth. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage for the Shockers at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening. Listen to the Shocks on 103.7 KEYN. Huge game last night for Kansas. Third-ranked KU visiting 14th-ranked West Virginia. A place that KU has had some struggles in recent years. West Virginia had not lost a home game all season long until last night. Boy, the Jayhawks were really strong down the stretch. West Virginia only made one bucket in the final 9 minutes.
Wow.
While committing 9 turnovers in that span.
Somebody's playing some defense.
Yeah, you think? Holding West Virginia to 49 on a home game.
Yeah.
West Virginia ended up missing 11 of its last 12 shots and committing 9 turnovers. So lots of bad possessions down the stretch as the KU defense was lockdown mode last night. KU wins it 58-49. That's now a 9-game winning streak for the Jayhawks as they come from 9 points down to win on the road. 7th straight road win for KU as well. Jayhawks are now 21-3 on the season. You heard that game last night on Sports Radio KFH. We had JUCO men's basketball road action for Butler Community College last night on the road at Neosho County. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game right here on KNSS as Butler is playing their best basketball of the season right now. They beat Neosho last night 100-67 as Butler is now on a 5-game winning streak, unbeaten in the month of February. The Butler Grizzlies are now 21-6 on the season, playing some great basketball. Friends wins on the road last night. Friends men win at Bethel, 75-73. Friends men are in a 3-game winning streak right now, and they are in third place in the conference. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Charlotte Hornets win on the road in Minnesota. Beat the Timberwolves, 115-108. Starting lineup for the Hornets, former Kansas Jayhawk Devontae Graham with a big night. 28 points and 8 assists. Back-to-back wins for the Hornets as they go into the All-Star break, 5.5 games back for a playoff spot. The Orlando Magic win at home last night. They beat the Detroit Pistons, 116-112 in overtime. In the starting lineup for Orlando, former Kansas State Wildcat Wes Iwundu, 5 of 6 shooting for 11 points. Orlando goes into the All-Star break in that 8th and final spot in the Eastern Conference and coming off back-to-back wins. And a happy birthday today to one of the great football players that played at KU, Aqib Talib.
Oh, yeah.
Great defensive back, unanimous All-American for the Jayhawks back in the day, and he has had a long career in the NFL, and he's still playing. Still playing with the Miami Dolphins, and a guy that picked up a Super Bowl ring along the way with the Denver Broncos.
He's a great player. He's a really good player.
He has been a top-level defender in the NFL for a long, long time. Aqib Talib, former Kansas Jayhawks, celebrating a birthday today. He is 34 years old today. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I know this is a cliche, but you got to say, There are some unanswered questions about the Shocker basketball team.
Well, yeah.
Hope we can find something out tonight. Maybe something new, huh?
They obviously had some team turmoil and some issues.
Let's see what happens.
Supposedly, they aired those grievances and
are
going to try to put that behind them. And some teams are able to, you know, once that gets out in the open, it's usually a cathartic thing, and some teams respond to that very favorably. So we'll see if the Shockers can do that.
Lance the Boyle. Backstreet Boys coming to Interest Bank Arena August 21st. We have a pair of tickets right now.
Oh, my.
If you'd like to go see the Backstreet Boys at Interest Bank Arena, call us at 869-1330, 869-1330. Steve and Ted now coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute. Is there a double standard in the justice system? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.